This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're done with like the whole Pinterest perfect wedding bullshit.
Oh, tell me about it.
Yeah, you want something that's actually, you know, screams you not. Some cookie cutter crap.
Like, give me those mountain views.
Exactly right. Like some mountain view that's gonna like blow your freaking mind.
Yeah.
And a venue with a story, right?
Okay, I'm down with this. Where are we going?
Pike's Peak Ranch.
Oh, okay, in Colorado.
Yeah, in Colorado, dude.
Okay.
Pike's Peak as your backdrop when you're like saying your I do's.
I mean, come on.
Like seriously.
That's hard to beat.
It's not even just about like the pretty pictures though, right? It's like. The whole vibe of this place is just next level.
Okay. I'm interested what are we looking at? What kind of like sources do we have today?
We've got their website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've got this feature from Engaged AF magazine.
Okay.
Which, you know, if it's an Engaged AF, it's probably.
That's a good sign. Usually.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah.
So first up, the website, they've got these cabins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like tucked away in Puck National Forest.
Okay.
Think hot tubs under the stars. You know,
yeah.
Fireside hangs, perfect for a honeymoon, maybe like pre-wedding relaxation with, you know, your crew.
Yeah, get everybody relaxed and ready to go for the big day.
Yeah, exactly.
I like it.
And then the main event, the weddings, right? The website talks about this view of the ceremony with Pike's Peak in the background.
Yeah.
They've got indoor and outdoor options.
Smart.
So you can kind of like tailor it to your vibe.
Did you see they have a 3,000 square foot patio for cocktails?
What? No!
Yeah.
Shut up.
It's huge.
That's amazing.
Yeah, tons of space for everybody to mingle and enjoy the scenery.
And okay, it's not just weddings though, right? They do retreats, reunions.
Okay.
Bachelor, bachelorette parties.
Nice.
Like anything you want to celebrate with your people.
I like it.
They got you.
Yeah.
Hold on. Get this. The venue can handle up to 145 guests.
Damn. Okay, that's a good amount of people.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it would be overwhelming.
Right.
Because if you remember from the Engaged AF article, they have a reception hall, but they also have those outdoor fire pit areas.
Right.
So you could have those like big moments, big party moments, and then those small intimate moments.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice.
The best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Speaking of Engaged AF, let's talk about that piece.
Yeah.
They said that this place, it's not even just like a venue. It's this like... testament to resilience, renewal, and the magic of the mountains.
Whoa.
Like the whole place got hit by the Haman fire back in 2002.
Oh, wow.
But they rebuilt, replanted thousands of trees and basically like said, fuck you to the fire.
I love that.
I know, right?
Talk about some serious mojo to bring into your marriage.
You're right. And then there's Jack and Mariah, the owners.
Yeah.
They took over in 2023.
Okay.
And they were drawn to, like, its beauty and its strength.
Makes sense.
And they really want to create a space where people can, like, connect, you know, and make memories.
That's nice.
That actually, like, matter.
I always love when the owners are that passionate.
Totally.
You can tell when somebody really, like, puts their heart and soul into something.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into the nitty gritty.
Okay, let's do it.
Engaged AF breaks down these different wedding packages.
Mm-hmm.
They have this full access package, and it covers, like... everything.
Mm.
On-site facility management, getting ready, suites.
Okay.
A full catering kitchen.
Nice.
Like, it takes all the stress out of planning.
Right. Especially if you're planning a destination wedding.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, like, sweating the small stuff.
Exactly.
When you should be, you know, out there enjoying yourself.
For sure.
Yeah.
They also have a ceremony-only package if you just want to keep things simple.
Okay.
But honestly, that full access package.
Yeah.
It's pretty tempting.
Yeah, that sounds pretty nice.
Right.
Before you go on, though, I want to talk about the layout for a sec.
Okay.
Like, how does the flow actually work? Like, where do people go?
Good point. Let's dive back into the website and see what they have to say.
Okay.
Okay, so the website says that the ceremony site is like this wide open space with Pike's Peak, like right there.
Oh, my God.
In the background. Come on.
China.
Talk about a view, right? And then they have that 3,000 square foot patio we talked about. For cocktail hour.
It's huge.
So much room for people to like spread out, enjoy drinks.
And then that patio leads right into the reception hall.
Okay.
Which is when things start getting really interesting.
Oh, okay.
It's rustic, but also really elegant at the same time.
Oh, I like that.
High ceilings, exposed beams, big windows, lots of natural light.
Okay, I'm picturing it.
Yeah.
Ceremony, mountain views, cocktails on the patio. Move the party inside to the reception hall.
Exactly. And they've got the fire pit areas too outside,
Oh, right, yeah.
which I love for like those late night conversations, you know,
Ha.
when you just need a break from the dance floor.
Totally. Okay, speaking of dancing, did you see that Engaged AF mentioned they have like a whole preferred vendor list?
Yeah.
They gave some DJ recommendations, all-star DJs, Roma Ransom.
I'm all about a good DJ.
Right.
Like that sets the whole mood of the reception.
Totally.
And they have other vendors on there too, like photographers and florists, caterers, wedding planners. They've got it all.
Okay, hold on. Back up to the caterers for a second.
Okay.
Catering by Design and House and Howl.
Yeah, they're good.
Those are like some big names. And having those recommendations from the venue, that's like huge.
It's huge, yeah. It takes
Yeah.
all the pressure off of you to find the right people.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, before we get too deep into vendors, I want to circle back to that like whole icky guy thing.
Yes.
Remember, Jack and Mariah, the owners, they're all about it.
Yeah.
Finding your purpose in life.
It's a good philosophy to have.
It's pretty cool. And they're using that to create these like amazing experiences.
I think that's what makes this place so special. It's not just about the location or whatever. It's like you can feel the energy there, you know,
For sure.
that they really poured their hearts into it.
Right. It's not just a business for them, it's their passion.
Yeah.
And I think that like really resonates with couples who are looking for something more than just a pretty place.
Yeah, they want something that feels authentic.
Totally.
Like, it's got a soul.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But let's be real. A place like this is probably not cheap.
True, we don't have like specific pricing or anything, but it's a
Yeah.
luxury venue for sure.
For
You're
sure.
paying for the views, the service, the whole experience.
Right. But like sometimes you get what you pay for, you know.
Yeah, cool.
And in this case, you're getting like a wedding that's going to be unforgettable.
Yeah, and you don't have to go all out on every single detail.
It's true.
Just like prioritize what's important to you,
Right.
budget accordingly.
Like maybe you go all in on the photographer or something if
Exactly.
photos are your thing.
Yeah, or the
Or the
food.
food. Yeah,
Like,
exactly.
yeah, you're a foodie.
If that's what's important to you, then you spend the money there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And don't be afraid to get creative.
Okay.
Maybe have like a smaller ceremony and then you throw a bigger party back home to
Right.
save some money.
That's a good idea.
Or you elope at one of the cabins. Just the
Oh,
two of you.
I love that.
Super intimate.
Yeah. Eloping at a cabin, you, your partner, the mountains, and like a badass photographer to capture it all.
That's the dream.
Seriously.
That's the dream. It's all about doing what feels right for you, not what tradition tells you you have to do.
100%. And that's what I love about this place. It encourages you to like break the mold,
Yeah.
you know, and create a wedding that's actually your style.
Okay, but hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Engaged AF article.
Yeah.
Remember it said that the owners are all about sustainability.
Right.
Did you see any details about that on the website? Like, what are they actually doing to be
You
eco-conscious?
know what? That's a good point. I didn't actually see anything specific about that. Really?
Yeah, I'm curious now.
Okay.
Let's see if we can like dig a little deeper and find out more. All right, so I looked on their website and their sustainability stuff, it's kind of vague.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say like they're committed to eco-friendly practices,
Okay.
but they don't really give like any examples.
Well, that's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great that they're thinking about it, but I would like to see some details.
Totally.
You know, like, are they using solar power? Do they compost? Do they source their food locally? Like, give us the specifics.
Yeah, exactly. Don't just like say you're eco-friendly. Show us.
Right. It's 2025.
Yeah.
Sustainability shouldn't just be like a marketing buzzword, it
Yeah.
should be like built into the foundation of your business.
Okay, preach. But like, even without, you know, knowing all the details about their like practices and stuff, I still think this place has a lot to offer.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the location is amazing. The owners are clearly like super passionate and they put a lot of thought into creating like a really unique experience.
You know what? Maybe this is a good opportunity for us to encourage them to be more transparent.
Yeah.
Like, we
Yeah.
could reach out to them, ask for some more information,
Totally.
or we can encourage our listeners to do the same.
Yes, love it.
You know?
Let's like empower our listeners to demand better from wedding venues.
Yeah, because sustainability matters.
It really
It's
does.
not just a trend.
It's about protecting the planet,
Yeah.
you know, for the future.
Exactly.
And, you know, if you're planning a wedding, you have the power to make choices that align with your values.
Preach it.
So, to wrap things up, Pikes Peak Ranch, it's a badass venue with a powerful story. The views are insane.
Oh, yeah.
And the owners are super passionate.
Yeah, but they could definitely step up their sustainability game.
True, very true. And you, dear listener, you have the power to push them in the right direction.
Don't be afraid to ask questions, demand transparency.
Yeah.
Vote with your dollars.
Because at the end of the day, it's your wedding.
Yeah.
Your money, your choice.
Make it count.
Make it count. That's it for our deep dive into Pikes Peak Ranch.
There you go.
Now go out there and plan a wedding that's as unique and badass as you are.
And don't forget to ask the tough questions.
Later.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.